You're listening to the Fresh Tate Network.
What it is, what it is, Fresh Take, The Rundown, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot. Sorry for the bit of the delay on this one, folks, but we are here and we are ready to go. It's a solo one today, so people that listen to me do the ISO MBA one, they're used to me doing solo pods, but for today, we're just going to be doing a little bit of this solo rundown. It's a long weekend, so everyone is kind of busy. Devin Seals away camping. We were supposed to have Andy Kenyar. Some communication issues happened there, and the weekend kind of got away from him as well. And so hopefully we'll be able to have some discussions about some of the Comic-Con stuff with them on the next week's show. But I figured, you know, let's just get out some of the Comic-Con stuff that happened so we can have an opportunity to talk about it. It's been almost a week and a half now since some of those topics and a few other shows that have happened. So figured I'd come on here and talk about a few things. We'll get to the Comic-Con stuff. Let's get to it first, and then we'll talk about Better Call Saul, I'm going to talk about the Orville, and I'm going to talk about the first three episodes of Harley Quinn. So, Comic-Con. Let's start with Marvel, and then we'll get into some of the other sides of stuff that was announced. So, I don't even know where to start. I guess the big thing is just where everything got, like, everything just kind of got announced all at once. And I think Phase 6 is the biggest side of things, right? Phase 6... the fact that we have Fantastic Four, that we have the Kang Dynasty, and that we have Secret Wars all together, it's pretty remarkable. I think a lot of people were quite surprised that that's everything for Phase 6. Now, there was a few other spots left there, and I'm assuming, and I think most people have the idea, that the rest are going to be announced at D23. So Phase 6 was the big part. So let's kind of go with a few of the tidbits of stuff that we learned this week. And I'll try to get into somewhat of a discussion of some of the stuff, but when you're doing the solo side, it's a lot harder, you know, you don't have that give and take. So we now know for What If that it got already renewed for season 3. We know that X-Men, it showed a few key things that Magneto is going to be leading the X-Men. I think that threw a few people for a loop. This is on the animated side of things, obviously. Like I said, What If already got a season 3. For season 2, Elizabeth Olsen will voice Scarlet Witch on that, so she will be back to play Scarlet Witch, at least in that setting, so we at least know that for now. Phase 4 will conclude with the Black Panther. So we've had, you know, the conversations on here and a variety of other podcasts have about Phase 4 and some people mixed on where it would go and whatnot, so we will now know the final two arcs of Phase 4 will be the She-Hulk show, which comes out on August 17th, I believe. And then Wakanda Forever will finish it off. And we got the trailer for Wakanda Forever. Just phenomenal. I think it's one of the most viewed trailers of all time for Marvel. We got a chance to see Namor in it. We got a brief look at a Black Panther. We're not sure who it is. The interesting, too, is that Mama Black Panther has a line of saying, like, I've lost my whole family, which is led a lot of people to be curious if Shuri does die in this one. Because I think there was a lot of people thinking that Shuri was going to take on the mantle. Obviously, offset, there was a lot of problems with the actress that portrays Shuri. So I don't know if they killed her off or not. I don't know. We see Mbappe in this at one point as well. So a lot going on in this trailer. It has a very serious tone. Obviously, there's a lot of war kind of going on. This, it seems, between Atlantis and Wakanda. Submariner Namor kind of plays an anti-hero at times. Is he going to be the one that kills T'Challa? That will be interesting if that's the course they go with. So they did a really good job with the trailer to get you hyped, but also leave a lot unknown with everything from there. On the television side, we got a Daredevil show announced for spring 2024. It's 18 episodes, which is wild. It's insane. I think the kind of the rumor side of this is that it's 18 episodes, but it's also kind of be the platform to introduce those old Netflix street level characters. So more than likely, we're going to see Luke Cage. We're going to see Jessica Jones, potentially Punisher, and obviously the Iron Fist stuff was back and forth, but maybe we'll see Iron Fist. But that seems to kind of be where this Daredevil show is going. The Daredevil show is called Daredevil Born Again. We know from a little snippet of the She-Hulk trailer that we will see Daredevil in that as well. So a lot to unpack with, you know, the Daredevil stuff. Now he's definitely in the MCU, has his show announced. We saw him in Spider-Man Homecoming, and now the 18 episodes, which is by far more than any Marvel show has had. I think WandaVision was the most before. I think it had 18, but now you're talking WandaVision had 10. I'm getting ahead of myself. WandaVision had 10, and now this has 18. You're talking about having 18, and I think, like I said, I think the big idea of this is we have 18, but in some ways, let's consider it kind of a Jessica Jones show, a Luke Cage show, maybe a Punisher show on top of the Daredevil stuff, so we can introduce all these characters back into the MCU as we go forward. Secret Invasion, that will be dropping in spring 2023. So we weren't sure. Some people had thought, well, maybe, you know, this will end the Marvel shows this year. We'll have one more Marvel show sneak in. That is not the case. So this will be now in spring 2023. So that does mean that She-Hulk will be the last show this year for the MCU. So She-Hulk will end everything, and then Secret Invasion will come in, and, you know, we'll talk about Phase 6 is going to change so much. This is going to be a big changer too, of who's a Skrull, who's not a Skrull, and where all that's going to go. And Sharon Carter obviously will play a big factor of that. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, they had a showcase there, and they showed off a new logo, and James Gunn kind of just said how it was an end of an era. And that comes out also in spring 2023. In summer 2023, we get season 2 of Loki. So that's very, very exciting. We found out May 3rd, 2024, Captain America New World Order will be announced. I'm predicting for that Captain America New World Order, that potentially will be where I think we get at least an idea of the new Avengers and who are the new Avengers. You'd have to assume Doctor Strange would be one. Captain Marvel, obviously. Falcon, Captain America. I don't know if Bucky will. Bucky may be a Thunderbolt. I'm not sure. We have to see where Spider-Man is at that point. There was no Spider-Man announcements here at all. Obviously, that relies on Sony and their inputs. Spider-Man plays a big part in Secret Wars. So I can't imagine he's not going to be part of that, but no Spider-Man announced. So yeah, I would assume New World Order will be a big factor of aligning up who the new Avengers are. We have Agatha, Coven of Chaos now. It is no longer House of Harkness, and that comes out in 2023. We got a bunch of She-Hulk posters. Thunderbolts, I was just talking about, that is coming out in July 26th, 2024. So looking forward to that. I'm assuming it'll have Yelena, John Walker, and I'm sure there's a few others. I can't remember right now. But looking forward to that. Kobe Smulders, she will be returning as Maria Hill in Secret Invasion. Don Cheadle will be War Machine in Secret Invasion. And interesting about Don Cheadle is Armor Wars, nothing announced on that, but the writer and the creator of that show coming said it's still coming, so maybe at D23 we'll have a little bit more on Armor Wars. MODOK has been confirmed for Ant-Man and the Wasp, so longtime Marvel villain, and we got a little bit of a hint towards AIM in the last Ant-Man, so that makes sense that MODOK will be in there. We also found out that Bill Murray will appear in Ant-Man 3. It's, will he be MODOK? That's the question some people had, if he's going to be MODOK or not. I don't know if he will be MODOK or not. Then we found out the High Evolutionary, that will be played by from Peacemaker, and I'm going to butcher this name, so I really, really apologize, from Chituri Ajui. He will be High Evolutionary. I'm not as familiar about him. Hopefully when we get Andy on, he'll be able to give you a little bit more information on the High Evolutionary. Maria Bolokov, you know, from the Borat movie, she will be Cosmo the space dog. So Cosmo getting a voice there. Then we got the actual date. We talked about Fantastic Four being in Phase 6, but on November 8, 2024, we will get the Fantastic Four. There's been some rumors of different casting here and there. Obviously, most recently, Jason Segel maybe being Ben Grimm. We had some of those unknowns being Johnny Storm and Sue Storm. there's been a variety of castings for Mr. Fantastic. My best guess is that that casting will come at D23 this year. And I think that's kind of the sense here that Marvel gave us a lot. I think more than I thought they would give us for Comic Expo, Con. But they still left a lot on the bone for D23. All right, then, so the Kang Dynasty, that comes out on May 2nd, 2025. And then Secret Wars comes out November 7th, 2025. So within a year's time, you're getting Fantastic Four, Kang Dynasty, and Secret Wars, and you're getting two Avengers films in a year. If that stays, we will see. I don't can imagine that that's going to stay, but we will see. The Secret Wars side, obviously that's been the most anticipated one. Devin and I talked about that on our last pod about anticipated things coming for Secret Wars. I think they're going to take a lot from the 80s comic and then from the 2015 comic. In that one, there's kind of the big side of, I'm forgetting the name now, but from what we had in Doctor Strange with more or less the regulations in the timeline, right? And it kind of all leads to this giant fight from that by the Beyonder has a big part of that. Doom has a big part of that. So obviously why we're going to get Fantastic Four, we're going to get Doom. Will we get Doom beforehand? Because it seems like he could be kind of Kane in one film, Avengers film was the big bad, and then Doom, maybe the Beyonder together as one big bad, and then more or less just kind of Secret Wars, the newer one, kind of clashes all the timelines together. So that could be, that's the way that they got Miles Morales in there and a few other things. The interesting thing for Secret Wars with that, well, is there going to be a Tony Stark that's alive in some of those timelines? Is there a Steve Rogers that's alive in some of those timelines to potentially bring back Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. into this timeline, or a Natasha as well? So that's the interesting thing of some of the fallen Avengers that we've had. Is this a way to bring them back? Scarlet Witch is another one. And we never really got any mutants side of things. And by the way, Phase 4 to Phase 6 is now called the Multiverse Saga. We've seen a lot of that, Loki being a big part of it. I'm sure Ant-Man will play a side of it as well. So kind of just running down the dates of everything that we got to come. So we know this is for Phase 5. So Phase 4 we know is ending out with She-Hulk. That's coming here in August. And then Wakanda Forever is coming in November. So for Phase 5, we have Quantumania. That comes in February. Secret Invasion in the spring. Guardians in May. Echo in summer 2023. Same with Loki in summer 23. Then we have The Marvels, July 28th, 2023. Then we have Blade in 2023. Then we have Ironheart in 2023. And then we have Agatha in 2023. That is 9 things coming out from Marvel in 2023. This year, we had what? We had 3 shows and 3 movies. So we had about 6-7 this year. So 9 things next year for Marvel. So a lot of Marvel coming the next year. And then slows down quite a lot for 2024. You have a Daredevil show. You have Captain America. You have Thunderbolts. That's for Phase 5. But at the end of 2024, you're going to get the Fantastic Four. And maybe some stuff getting kind of blit in there in between. We'll have to see. Michelle Cole confirmed to play Anika in Black Panther. For a second, when people saw her, and I don't know enough about the Anika character, when people saw her, the people thought, man, maybe she's Storm, but we still, again, nothing really mutant-wise has been seen so far from this MCU slate. We got the hint in Ms. Marvel about the mutants, but other than having the kind of the riff in Ms. Marvel, we haven't got anything really on the mutants. So Riri Williams was also seen in the She-Hulk trailer side of things, so that was very interesting. And that's a big part of what we saw from Marvel. It was quite a lot to digest there. It's very exciting that we're gonna get Secret Wars and Kang Dynasty in the same time. Obviously, we'll have Andy come on here when we can get a chance to talk to him and kind of break everything down. But just, I think if you left that from Comic-Con, you're left very, very excited, obviously, about everything that's coming with the MCU. I know there's been a lot of disappointment from the latest slate of things, but I think we're at a point now where, at least now, I think you know what you're working towards, right? I think that was people's biggest concern, is what are we working towards? Now we know we're working towards Secret Wars. The incursions, that's the word I was looking for before. With the incursions, and we saw that at the end of Doctor Strange, and Mr. Fantastic talked about incursions, so we have the idea of what incursions are, and now you know some of these incursions are going to be maybe a thing that leads to Secret Wars, right? And building up some of these characters, you have to have all these different characters for the potential of Battle World in Secret Wars. So that's a big part of where we're going. Henry Cavill on the DC side. Let's get to that really, really quickly. Henry Cavill didn't show up, so that led a lot of disappointment there. We got a trailer for Shazam. Looked really cool, really fun. And we got another Black Adam trailer. And then not really much more from DC. DC stayed pretty quiet on Comic-Con. They didn't really make a huge splash. No major other announcements. They stayed away from talking about The Flash and what the future plans were that with all the Ezra Miller bullshit. So they stayed away from that. We did find news out in the last week here that Ben Affleck will be returning as Batman in Aquaman 2. So not ready to hang up the cowl just yet for that. We got a John Wick trailer, which looked really, really awesome. And we got a Dungeons and Dragons trailer, which I'm like, yeah, I don't really know how I feel about that. It looked fine. And, yeah, we got stuff from Fresh from freshman year for Spider-Man as well. Also, I guess in the She-Hulk trailer, some people said they spotted a Johnny Blaze poster. So putting the Easter eggs out for Ghost Rider. So, yeah, some exciting things from Fantastic Phase 4 of Marvel heading into 5, and then the Multiverse Saga really getting blown up into Phase 6. So a lot from Marvel, not as much from DC, but a fun Comic-Con nonetheless to find out all that great stuff. As for the show front of things, let's keep in the comic realm. I got a chance to see Harley Quinn, the first 3 episodes, and kind of just left where they took off from. And the Bane character in particular, I think right now, is one of the funniest characters on television. They know what they have with Bane, and they keep on going with it. There's a perfect level, too, of respect to the Bruce Timm era of animation. Just the way, you know, Toyman, for example, was animated in this last episode, in the Evilies or whatever they were called. Toyman looked exactly like he did in a lot of those Bruce Timm in the Justice League or Superman. Toyman looked like that. The Harleys looked like that at times. So there's a real respect to the Bruce Timm level of animation, which I really like, being such a fan of that era, with whether it be Superman or obviously Batman and Justice League, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. They do a great job in that. The comedy is spot on. They're doing a really good job of developing the relationship with Harley and Ivy, and Harley's just desperation for love after everything that went through with Mr. J, and seeing that obsession now that she has with Harley. They've done a really good job of notching on that. And in the meantime, too, they are spreading out the world a little bit with other villains that they have. You know, we have a little bit now more of the Bat family is too. They're spreading out stuff with Catwoman. Obviously Bane has his stuff, Joker has his stuff. So I think they do a good job of having the show roll on very, very well. And I highly suggest everybody watch it. If you're in Canada, you can only watch the first episode. They put 3 in HBO Max if you're in the States, but if you're in Canada, you have to watch it on Adult Swim up here. Elsewhere, unfortunately, I can't tell you where that goes, but yeah. So there is the review of Harley. As for Better Call Saul, just wow. We went to Nebraska for the longest episode. We went to Nebraska, and you just kind of see hints of Gene being Saul for the first time in a way of the scheming that he does of Saul, and kind of at the end having a lot of representation of knowing that he can push himself there but can't push himself all the way there, and that he can kind of turn it on and turn it off. We still have a lot of answers from the last episode we have, and the next episode we're going into is called Breaking Bad. And this, I believe a lot of people are assuming, this is where we will see Walt and Jesse, as the first episode that we saw Saul in was called Better Call Saul on Breaking Bad. So it looks like we will be getting the return of Saul and Jesse just in time, as they got their statues made for Albuquerque. And it's Saul's been fantastic. This episode was kind of a nice standalone episode to kind of see where Gene's up to. Rather we go back to Nebraska or not, I'm not exactly sure. I think there's still some stuff to lay out there. Maybe the Kim of it all, because we know Kim is from Nebraska, but there was no hints of that with Kim. And there's still three episodes left, so it's kind of the playground for Vince Gilligan and everyone to see where they go with that. And finally, the Orville, which, if you're not watching the Orville, for our American friends, it's obviously on Hulu for up here in Canada, and I think elsewhere that doesn't get Hulu, on Star, so Disney Plus, you gotta watch this show. It's done such a good job of world building leading up to what was one of the best episodes of television I saw this year. I don't want to spoil too much right now because we're in the middle of the podcast and everything, but the world building that has been done with this looks great, and you can just tell that Seth is having an absolute ball making this show. And it's kind of crazy to think the guy that did make Family Guy and American Dad is making this high concept sci-fi show. It's to times doing Star Trek stuff better than Star Trek. It's doing Star Wars stuff better than Star Wars. It really rips off a John Williams score in this past episode, like very, very close how it had in it. But the world building and leading to everything and the bonding with the characters that you've been able to build up has been tremendous. I hope it gets picked up for a season 4. It's done a tremendous job. I have been waiting and waiting and waiting for season 3 after I found out that it was going to Hulu after Fox canceled it. And, you know, I'm so glad Fox did cancel it. I'm glad it's on Hulu. And Hulu seems like great partners to work with. And Seth seems pretty happy that he gets to work with the people of Hulu and Disney and do those fine. And I believe the whole season three, when it concludes, all three seasons will be coming to Disney Plus. So if you don't have Hulu and you wanted to wait and you wanted to binge everything, they made that announcement at Comic Con that you will be able to do that. So I highly suggest watching the Orville. Murderers, it's okay. It kind of just rolls along each week right now. And we'll kind of see where everything is going. It does seem like the Tina Fey character, that at least they're making you believe that she's the murderer in that show. I think they're just kind of misleading everybody with that. So we will find out where that all goes. I also got a chance to see X, which Adam recommended to us. Very good horror movie. There's the sequel coming out for Pearl. You can see a lot of dynamics in that of the youth and the old and the life is wasted on the youth type of idea that they did there. So we'll have to talk to Adam again a lot more with that. Because again, with these solo pods, it's hard to kind of go back and forth and have your takes. But it's a long weekend and we had to get you guys a rundown pod with everything that's been going on. So yeah, it's the summer of meh rolls along right now. We are about to head to August. And when we get to the end of August, that's when things are going to heat up here and on television overall. We're at a nice staying point. I've kind of fallen behind on Westworld right now. It's so nice outside and you want to be watching TV all the time. But it does seem we were at an impact of like prestigious show, prestigious show, prestigious show. And now we've really kind of hit the brakes quite a bit. With that, Saul is still obviously going, so that's great. There's no real Marvel or Star Wars type of show going on right now. But in the middle of August, like I said, we'll get She-Hulk. And then to end the month, at the end of August, then we are going to be hit hard with the Lord of the Rings show. Andor, a new Star Wars show, obviously kind of taking off in the Rogue One side of things. And then House of the Dragon return. So we are going to be bombarded with big shows coming up here at the end. And even the movie side of things has slowing down a little bit. Adam did get a chance to see Nope and said he has a lot of mixed feelings on it. I haven't got a chance to see Nope, but you've seen a lot of mixed reviews on Nope. So hopefully sometime this weekend I'll get a chance to go and see Nope, and then I'll be able to give you guys my review of it and whatever else that we have out there. So yeah, we'll probably be back with senator for a wrestling review of the Lawn Wrestling Week that we just had with a great SummerSlam, and we have Ric Flair's last matches tonight as I'm recording. So busy night ahead, and yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in to Fresh Take. You can find us everywhere on social media at Fresh Take 42. Until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the day, people.
You're listening to the Fresh Take Network.